When the local church is gathered, as a woman, I should cover my head. Stated fact. Should I, in a lecture, talk such as tonight, should she have her head covered? I appreciate this is more relevant to Lesson 9. Yes, we're going to be looking at that subject in Lesson 9. But I think it's been the position of the convener, certainly would be my position here, that if you have a question as to whether you should have your heads covered at this or not, ask your elders. Right? My responsibility as a Bible teacher is not to make those kinds of decisions. Sometimes preachers end up being a little too big for their britches, and they actually end up telling the elders what to do. Woe betides any elder that knuckles under to a preacher. Preachers do not have that authority. The elders will give an account for the decisions that are made in the local church. My responsibility is to, as clearly as possible, explain the principles in the Word of God. And it's the elders' responsibility to apply those principles to the situation in the local church. And they'll give an account for that. We believe in the autonomy of the local church. We don't believe that elders should make decisions looking over their shoulders, wondering what somebody else down the road is going to think if they do that. They ought, instead of looking over their shoulders, they ought to be looking up to the throne and saying, what will the Lord think of this when we stand before him at last? Because I will not give an account to any other brother. I'll give an account to the Lord Jesus himself as an elder for what goes on. So if you have a question as to the appropriateness of doing this, ask your elders. And if they say, well, we think you ought to be covered, well, then you know what to do. So I think that's the appropriate thing to do in this situation.